it's another one. So tonight is, in my opinion, more of a statement, but you would probably see it as a question because I'm still asking, what do you think? So I'm the type of person who always listen to the other person that's talking to me's opinion, thoughts, whatever. Like, you can be talking about a dog and how the poop smells, what it looks like, and I'll just be over here like, oh, really? And then I'd give my opinion. But then at the same time, if it's not returned, like, you don't care what I think, whether it's the dog's the same scenario or the sky or whatever, you don't want to hear it. Then don't you think something's wrong with the situation? In Walmart today, there was a couple that joined the line right after me. And on the left side of my eye while I was paying, I saw a kid who had walked ahead of her parents and the father yanked her back. Now, the mother walked up to the line and said, "Oh, you're being a jerk." And the father said, "No, I'm not. I'm just trying to stop her from running around the store." I personally originally thought, "Oh, the father's right. You don't need to be running around the store." But then, looking at the mother, she was clearly upset, and she probably didn't like the way he yanked her, because now thinking about it, he did yank her pretty hard. Any Karen would have jumped up and said, "You didn't need to do all that." But at the same time, I understand both parts. So I'm really interested in finding out, what do you do? Like, you're both right. What do you do? At the same time, the issue that I started this conversation with really is about, why am I always listening to you, but you're never listening to me? How do you guys cope with that? Let me know. Hit me up. Tell me what you think. Thanks for listening. It's another one, part two of life. Good night, guys. How are you guys doing? Don't forget to send your questions and thoughts to PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. So, part two to life. Quick thought. Communication. How important is it in a relationship? For example, do I have to enjoy what you say? Do I have to listen to everything you say? You don't have to listen to what I say. And I'm talking about just casual conversation. It can be something serious. It can be something light. Like, how important is communication? If we can't talk about how the sky is blue and enjoying how the sky is blue, don't you think there's something wrong there? Like, if you say, "Boy, the sky sure is blue," and then you come up and, "No, it's not. It's white. But we can clearly see the sky is blue. But yeah, it ain't about right or wrong." You just say, "No, it's white." Like, for every conversation, complete opposite. Can never be the same. Can never enjoy the conversation. Always got to turn it serious or negative or name calling, or it just ends up in an argument. What do you do? What do you say? How do you deal with that? Now, I know the obvious. You just don't. That's what I'm thinking in the back of my mind. But I'm saying, for people that say, "Well, no, it's not as easy. Build a life with someone." What do you do then? You sit and hide? You just suck it up? What do you do? Let me know, guys. I know for me personally, if possible, or if it was me and I could, I probably would not. There's no answer, because that's not right. But to each his own. Like I said, or I'm trying to say, communication is everything. If I can't tell you the clouds are white and pretty today, and you go, "Yeah, you're right," or, "Yeah, you know, I do think the clouds are are pretty, but you're just gonna say no, they're just clouds. Like, it's just a negative every time. It's just a negative against everything else. I don't know. That won't be a tough one. That would be a pretty, pretty tough one. Like, are you the king of, I don't know, Ireland or something? Even then, I still think, no, that's not going to work. So let me know your thoughts. Send them to PenelopeDCruz@hotmail.com. What do you do? You can also send questions. I'll respond via this channel or email. It's nice chatting with you. Have a good night.